Welcome, Eric, child.
Hi, Moon
Eric
child.
Won. He's the first one. Eric won.
I know.
Hi, Moon child. How you doing, Eric?
Doing great. Happy TGIF,
Hello?
Everybody.
Hello, Dina Joe.
Hello, Tom. Hi, Hello, Stone Girl. Welcome. And well, Moon Child, our friend.
We scared her off.
Oh, man, we greeted her, and she's like, ah!
Hey,
Jess.
Yes, Doc.
She couldn't handle the happiness.
I know, huh?
Last Friday of September. Can you believe
oh
that?
Oh, my gosh.
The last Friday of September. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. That's just crazy.
Next Thursday's the last day of September. Holy
Hi,
moly.
Radio Project. Nice to see you.
I was gonna try to play the bass to this song. You know, it would take some time for me to learn it because there's so much going on in the back. And I mean, if you could hear just the bass, there's so much going on. But it would be fun, even just to get the basic bass part.
Hi, Tuttles.
I have to work on that. Break out the old bass. Break out the bass and the amp. Let's do something. Hello, Tuttles.
Excuse me. Nice to see you.
Sometimes I just like listening to this song. This is such a fun song for me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States. All the way from the mountains of the Pacific Northwest in Washington to the... What's going on in your area, Eric? Is it kind of flat? Is it?
It's more flat. Isn't Georgia more flat?
More flat.
We do have some hilly areas, but excuse me. When you get closer to the mountains in North Georgia, I know like around Central and South Georgia, it's more plain-like.
Yeah, there you go.
What's it like at your where you live? I mean, are you just kind of rolly hills, plain? I mean, you know, flat.
You do have some hilly areas, and you have like a lot of like areas where you got a lot of trees because I don't know if people know this about like Atlanta, of course, being our state capital, that we have more trees per capita, whereas a lot of other state capital cities don't have as many trees. Because we're basically considered like a city in the forest.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. I had no
idea. I had no idea of that.
You can say he's the rolling plains.
Yeah, the rolling plains of Georgia.
The rolling plains.
You know, it has been so long since I've been to the South. I used to have to go to Mississippi and Georgia, you know, for my job. And it's been so long, but I do remember when I was there driving. It's a beautiful area.
Oh, pretty.
I just love it. Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say I've been to Tennessee and Alabama, but I'm sure it's just as pretty.
Yeah.
Because it's a neighbor. It's right there.
Yeah. 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 And then, of course, we have a little stop in Colorado up there real high where they're close to the heavens and the angels are playing. Yeah.
Yeah. That place.
Yeah, that place.
You better be careful, mister.
Yeah, I know.
You got two of your slap squad in here today.
Man, I know the slap squad's been after me. Jeez. Mm-hmm. I went back and listened to the show yesterday, and I got all beat up and bruised again the second time around.
Oh, wah, wah. Wah. Wah.
What was it, Jay Baby, asking me if I needed any cheese with that wine yesterday?
Yeah.
Guys. I love my slap squad. I love you guys. Anyway, last Friday of...
Hi, Coltrane. Nice to see you.
Last Friday of September, just like that. Your eyes a couple of times, and the month of September is just about gone.
It's insane.
Man. Took the trash out today. I had to pick up the trash and get it out because trash is... Friday is trash day.
Hi, Spanky.
Hi, Coltrane. And so, man, nice, nice, clear Nice, hi, clear Tina. Sky. Crisp. Crisp air. It's dark. And so I usually when I take the trash out, I have all my, you know, my garage lights on. You know, I've, the yard's lit up, you know. So I went and I turned off all the lights and I grabbed my big Bushnell game finder that I have. You know, it's like a, it's, you might as well just call it a telescope, really.
I was like, what
and,
is that?
And leaned up against Grammy's car and was doing some stargazing this morning. Oh. Woo-wee, because everything was so bright. And looked at the moon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. Just beautiful. You know, it's one thing to see, for me anyway, the old man, it's one thing to see pictures of the moon.
Yeah.
You know, you see all these pictures. You go, oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Picture, picture, yeah. picture, picture. But it's another thing to
when
grab like that
it.
Little thing. Yeah, and look at it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's yeah. like, oh, you man, my heart was just.
Really
oh.
kind of. Zoom in and see all the little craters and everything. Yeah. It's
yes.
a completely different
and this
experience.
This game scope I have, it's got some.
Is it game scope? Is it called that? Is it that because of it's for shooting?
Yeah, it's for hunting, for looking for deer and all that. You know, looking for game. Okay. And I mean, it's got some punch. It's got some punch. It's got like a 45. It's 45 power zoom at the most, and at its highest peak. And then you got the, you know. So I mean. It brings the moon in pretty close, I tell you that. And there was a planet. I don't know what planet it is. There's a planet out there that's just really bright. It's to the east of the moon, quite a bit of ways from the moon. And I tried to zoom in on it, and the old man's just too shaky. I couldn't yeah. get a good scope on that, man, because it's just a little bright dot jetting all over the place in the vision of the scope, you know. So yeah, oh, the harvest moon. Yeah, the moon was beautiful this week. We had a full moon at the beginning of the week, and we weren't able to really see much of it here in the Pacific Northwest because we had some cloud cover. But this morning it was just a nice crisp clear sky. The stars were out. Oh, it was just absolutely gorgeous. And I'm going, well, I got things I need to be doing. I got things I need to be doing. I go, nope. You know what? No.
You can stand. That's good to do sometimes.
Yeah. I said, no, forget it. I'm grabbing that scope. It's not a scope. I'm grabbing that little mini telescope thing. And I'm going to go out there, hand hold it, and just look at the moon. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was thrilling. It was thrilling. Because like I said, looking at pictures is one thing. Actually looking at it through your own opticals. Oh man, it's beautiful. You should do that. You should do that too. You should go out and stargaze, you know, on a real nice night when the stars are out there, or early in the morning. I like it early in the morning when the air's just crisp, you know. It's like,
so
it's almost
quiet.
Like, ooh, I need to put a coat on, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just the way you feel. Right. It just like energizes your life, you know. It just picks you up, you know. It's just amazing. And nothing makes you feel more insignificant
and small
than knowing how small we are in the realm of this universe.
That is for sure. Yeah,
you know, we are nothing. We are
check.
Nothing. Huh?
Puts you in check.
Exactly. You know? If you think
I
about it.
I prefer to do it nude. Feel relaxed until the neighbors call the police. Yeah.
Easy, Spanky. Easy. But, you know.
They be seeing a moon. That's why they're calling the police.
They
be seeing a moon with a big old crack in it.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I get out there and I look at things and I try to bring things into perspective. And I think about how.
Hi, Darth.
You know how insignificant we really are. I mean,
hi,
we're just a little tiny speck on
hi,
this
Cuba.
Big old planet that we
you.
Think is a big old planet, which is just a little tiny speck in the in our galaxy. You know, our Milky Way galaxy, which is just a little speck. You know, in this region of the universe. You know, we're just so little. We're just, you know, and to think that, you know, when you start thinking, well, we could influence this, you know, really, technically, we can't influence nothing. You know, really, if you think about it.
No.
But then if you do the reverse thinking of it, you think how big this universe is, you know, and then you think about, galaxy, you know, and then I think about our solar system, then our planet. And then you start thinking about just how special you really are. I mean, here you are living life in your little city, you know, in amongst all this big, giant, unbelievably large, constantly moving universe.
Hi, Joalis.
I mean, if that doesn't make you feel special, I don't know Welcome. What's going to make you feel special, you know.
Hi, Poetic.
Hi, Po. Anyway, yeah, it's good days. Good times, man. Beautiful. Get out there and do some stargazing this weekend before the moon totally goes away, because we're on the we're heading towards the new moon, and the new moon is no moon in the sky. I've never understood that. You know. All right, it's a new moon.
The new one is going to be waking up tomorrow. It needs a break. I don't know. He's asleep in. A new one's going to be up tomorrow. It's my birthday. Poetic. Okay, ready?
It's Poetic's birthday?
Yes.
No, it's on my birthday. Wait.
It's on my birthday.
Yeah, hold up, cow. Hold up, cowgirl. Hold up, cowgirl.
October 6th. Good. All right. We're a little early. All right. Let me put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
And then
Eric's is coming up really quick. Eric's birthday is coming up real quick.
It's my friend Steven's birthday today.
Who's it?
Steven, my friend Steven. The one you were supposed to meet, but your plane got delayed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Does he listen to the show?
He might listen to it. I think not live. He's working.
No. I know that. I understand.
Yeah, on the down low.
Well, let's sing happy birthday to Steven then, because he's a friend.
Okay.
Let's do that. Yeah. Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Steven. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Steven. Hi, Shadow. Welcome.
Oh, I see the little local cowards are out and about. Thank you for the points. Yeah. Thank you for the points. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You loser. Get a job. Go get a job, you loser. Do something with your life other than being a nerd. No, that's wrong. Sorry, nerds. I don't know.
No.
Nerds are good.
I'm about ready to curse, and I just need to breathe and be Dina Joe. So I am just going to breathe and be Dina Joe.
That reminds me of a joke. There's this guy. He's in the bar, and there's just another guy at the bar with him, and he's in there, and
Eric, I interrupted. I interrupted Eric. I'm sorry.
Well, but that troll who came in and stole the old man's picture, you've just been reported to Podbean. Mm-hmm. Right, old man.
Yep.
All right, now tell your story, old man.
I was going to tell a joke, but then as I started playing the joke in my head, I'm going.
Maybe not a good one.
No, that's not a good joke.
No, that's
a joke I'll tell you when we're sitting in the bar having a beer.
That's okay.
Funny stuff. That's funny stuff right there. Yeah. Hey, let's get the stats out of the way, shall we?
Yes.
Stats. We got the stats, the weekly stats. I tell you what, this stat stuff is, for me, is so fun to watch because I see it through the week. You know, I'm always looking to see where everybody's at, how everybody's jockeying for position and all this and that. I tell you what, there was some shaking and baking going on this week. But the final income has not surprised me at all. So, there we go. Coming in at number five with 110 points, Canada.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you, Toto. Thank you, Rockin' Al and everybody else up there.
With 125, number four, California. Whoop. With 135 downloads, the UK.
Right.
Thank you, everybody. Coming in at number two, dethroned from number one, the state of Washington. The state of Washington. Thank you, Washington. And rising out of the ashes, as always, Colorado with 219 downloads.
There
thank
you.
You.
There you
thank
go,
you, Colorado. Everybody.
Thanks,
thank you. Washington was up there, man.
Everybody. Thank you so much. Everybody. It's amazing. Thank you, guys. I know it's a little funny thing we do, but it's.
And we're getting downloads from all over the world. Really all cool. over the world. Yeah. I mean, France was in the top five there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Total amazing. So that gives us a grand total of 47,880 downloads. We have currently 1,819 followers. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. We have 29,328 listeners, and we have 203,965 engagements. So thank you, everybody. You guys are the bomb.
Yes.
The bomb. That's so much fun. Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Had a good time. Good times. Thanks, man. Thanks, everybody, for your support. Really means a lot. Means a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but the month's not over. No. Instead of doing Friday stats next. Yeah, no, we'll do Friday stats. We'll do the because that will be October 1st will be Friday. And that'll give us the total of everything for.
Man, I just can't believe how fast this year has gone.
I know. Good grief. Amazing. I mean, Halloween's right around the corner.
I know. I've seen some stores even have Christmas stuff out. They just are like, they're not bypassing Halloween, but they're surely not giving it all of its, you know, I think it kind of, sometimes it isn't that way. Some stores, it's just a little teeny tiny part of Halloween and then Christmas is over here. It's like, give us a break. It's coming too fast. Let's celebrate Halloween.
And the Halloween store that we told you about in the last show.
That Grammy worked at.
They're opened up again. And it was Spirit. Oh, nice. Spirit Halloween.
Oh, yeah. They have those everywhere.
I think they're a big chain. Yeah, they open them up everywhere.
They open them up in all the stores that are empty. The empty store buildings.
That's exactly correct. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they just go in and probably have it all pre-scheduled, you know, all leased out and everything. And then when September comes, they just move in, take care of everything, have it, and then get out. Yeah. We're doing a pinata for
Halloween.
I think that's what Tuttles is saying.
Yeah. Maybe I love pinatas. I wanted to.
Moonchild loves Halloween. I do too. I love Halloween. I love this time of year.
That's a great idea, Tuttles. It's a great idea.
I love this time of year. I love it. I love it this time of year. I love fall. I think fall is probably one of my most, it is my favorite season. It's just my favorite season. I mean, you know, especially when October comes around, because then you got all the holidays are coming up and, you know, and the fall weather, you know, crisp in the mornings and a nice little warm afternoon. I just love this time of year, you know. Yeah, Colorado's probably going to have their first snow here pretty soon.
Yeah, we don't really have our fall season is just so short. You know, we're growing up in California, you have all those seasons. You know, you have four seasons and you're used to it. And you're like, oh, you get to enjoy it all. And then I moved here. It was like, bam, smack. You don't get it. And it's just, it goes so fast.
I know. Don't you love it? And now, see, I got to say that, you know, I can't really say we have a good representation of all the seasons here because when winter comes, it's just cold.
Yeah.
Winter is just cold and, you know, we don't really get snow. If we're lucky, a snowstorm will roll in and dump a little bit of snow that lasts about a week. But, you know, we don't see the snow in the wintertime and that. And so, but spring is beautiful. Summer's nice, unless you're, you know, looking at 115 degree weather, you know, and then, but fall is absolutely beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. And you know, there was something I looked at the other day, Dina Jo.
Yes.
And Tuttles is in the house. Maybe he wants to, talk about this if he wants. But I didn't realize that there are actually a group of vegetables in that you can plant. I mean, you plant them in the fall. you plant them in the fall. It's time for fall. And, you know, we did not turnips. We did beets. Remember, we planted beets.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, beets do better if you plant them in the fall, the beginning of fall. And let
they
them
go through
in.
The winter?
No, they don't go through the winter. They'll harvest. They'll be ready
they
to harvest.
They just harvest fast?
Right before winter, yeah.
I see. Okay.
And they actually, the plants actually like it better. They actually grow better. So that's what I was reading. Hmm. And so Grammy goes, oh, so you want to go plant some more beets? I go, no. As much as I like it, it's like, once my garden, you know, grows and I harvest all the stuff and then it's time, you know, it's the season's over for me. I was like, no, I don't want to go do another batch. I don't want to do another batch. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hi, John. If you're cleaning it up, like for us, when you clean it up and all of a sudden, bam, it's winter. If you don't do it by then, you know, you don't really have the chance. I guess you do throughout winter because our winters, I have to say, cross our fingers, aren't that bad. You know, we'll have snow. Sometimes it sticks around for a little bit. Sometimes usually it doesn't. The sun comes out and it melts. So,
Tuttle says he just planted more beans 4 days ago. Yeah, beans is a plant that you can plant during the fall.
What vegetables do you plant?
Though, you know, Grammy and I have been thinking about throwing out a little cover over our
garlic.
Peppers, you know.
Oh, wow.
Turn our little our raised garden where our peppers are in, turn it into like a little greenhouse and let it keep going as long as it's going to go. See if it'll keep growing through the if we can still keep getting peppers in that through the fall and into the winter by putting a little plastic you know, build like a little greenhouse and put over it. I don't see why that wouldn't work. That would be
no,
fun.
No, yeah, here's a list right here. Number one,
oh, okay.
Beets.
Love them.
Number two, bok choy. Number three, broccoli. I think I'd like to try to grow broccoli. Green beans. Mine didn't do that good this year. Cabbage. Carrots. Cauliflower. Kale. Lettuce. Peas. Radishes. Spinach. Swiss chard, turnips, and that's it. That's on this.
Now, see, that's a lot of that stuff I grow in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess once they run their cycle, then you can clean it all out and do it again. Huh.
Yeah, but you have to look too, because in here also are the growing zones. So you kind of need to know what zone you're in. Like, I might not be able to do it. I might be able to do it just for a little bit. But I think I'm a four. I think we're in growing zone four. I have to look again. But, you know, each one of these, like let's say beets, it says the growing zone is from 2 to 11. So everyone in between there, it's okay to do it.
Yeah, I think I tried to look up those zones once. I forgot all about zones.
Yep.
Zones.
Mm-hmm. The zones.
Zone. And where you live, it's kind of like, are you in zone? Are you in zone three? Or are you in zone two?
I think we're four. I'm pretty sure.
Four. Yeah. I think we're five. I think we are five. We're zone five, I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to look again. but anyway, but that's why I don't grow stuff. But I do like that idea of building a little portable greenhouse over our peppers and see if we can keep those going.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Our Trinidad scorpion peppers
are
changing colors. They are changing colors. They are now kind of an orangish color, going towards red. Man, but it's fun watching them change colors. Mm-mm-mm. Still not going to eat one, though. I've been watching these videos of people eating this stuff, like the Trinidad scorpions and the ghost peppers and... And I'm thinking, I saw this video of this young couple. They are just as cute as bugs. And they go, hey, we're going to eat this. We're going to eat the ghost peppers. Hey, here we go. And I mean, they put the entire pepper in their mouth and chomp down on it. And then the next edited part, then they edit out all the other stuff because it's a promo for you to go and watch the whole video. You know. So... Oh, really? Come on, people. And so It's the next one shows up and the milk is running out of the girl's mouth. Okay, make it stop. Make it stop. And I'm thinking, why do you people eat those things, man? Don't eat them. Don't eat those things. Hey, we're getting a share out of them, though. Thanks. You idiots. Those people are so idiots.
Oh, they're just sharing it to bring their other little trolls in with them, but it's whatever. Whatever. I'm going to see if I can post this map of the zones
on the zones?
Our websites. Yeah. Because it is different. Just looking at Colorado, it's I was wrong. Well, the four, there's a little bit of four, but mostly five and fives and sixes. So yeah. Where you're at, oh my gosh, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
You're like nine, eight, five, and six. So it depends where you're at. Yeah. Right. So
you know, you can get that go out and get that Farmer's Almanac. They come out and they have a good fall edition.
Thank you,
Farmer's
Tom.
Almanac tells you what you can plant, where you can plant. It has, I think it also has a map of the regions in it. So that's pretty good too. You know, that's a fun little magazine to read. It's got a lot of interesting info in it and interesting facts. Yeah, I'm burping my coffee.
Gross.
Burping coffee and hard-boiled egg. That's what it is.
Oh, right, man.
Breakfast of champions. Not,
too much information. We don't need to know that. I'm 06. Welcome.
Well, you're right.
Welcome.
You're right. The people in the chat, they don't need to know it, but you do.
Oh, gross.
You got the cricket going on in the background. Yeah, cricket going in the background. One of the best players of all time in cricket, Kohli, is playing today, so it's fun watching him. They had a big delay. They had a big delay, and I couldn't remember. What's the delay? What kind of delay they have? Because they're playing in the United Arabs area. I think they're playing in Abu Dhabi or something like that. And it was like, they got a rainstorm or something? Is it a rain delay? No, dust storm. They had a dust storm delay. Oh, my God. You know.
Did you see John just? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you.
What did he say? I saw people.
No, he put
buying
in. He's dollar umbrellas at the dollar store, and using them over their like little mini greenhouses over their plants.
Yeah, and why wouldn't that work?
That's a great idea. Take off the handle.
I would need to figure out a way to anchor them down though, because we do get some wind, and I would launch them things through the neighborhood. Through the neighborhood.
Hey, Asha, watch your mic.
All over the place.
That's a good idea, John. Thanks for that.
That is a great idea. Both that one and the pinata for Halloween. I love that idea. That's so awesome.
Pinatas are fun, man. Yes. Pinatas are just a blast. I remember we were at where were we? We were at somebody's wedding. Well, some family member's wedding we were at. And they had a pinata out there for all the little kids to swing and hit. It was a pretty good sized pinata. And they get out there and they're hitting it and we're all watching. Yeah, yay, yay. But nobody's really making any contact in it, you know, on it. And then when they do, it just goes thump, thump, you know. And they go, okay, well, we're going to need some adults to come and take swings. Is there any adults that want to swing, you know, and he's swinging the pinata? And everybody's going, no, no, hee. Everybody's embarrassed. No, I know. Grammy steps up to the crowd. I will. Yeah, Grammy gets up there. Grammy gets up there and she gets the stick, but she holds the stick like a bat. I swear she points out into the neighborhood like Babe Ruth did when he hit that home run in that park during that game. And then so, okay, she's going to hit it. And she swings that thing. And I swear it was like Babe Ruth hitting that pinata. Bam! She launches that pinata.
Everywhere.
He launches that pinata, breaks the rope, launches that pinata out into the parking lot. Candy is going everywhere.
Yeah.
She was like the star. She was like the star of the thing. You know, it's like, way to go.
I love pinata. That's how I would hit it. What do you mean? I would hold it like a bat.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. Way to go, Babe Ruth.
We had one at my 50th birthday, and they would like pull that. Had it on a rope and pull the rope so you'd miss it. And oh my gosh, they were being terrible. It was fun though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how you're supposed to do it. They're supposed to be You're supposed to twirl them, blindfold them, and then you got somebody that's working the rope so it can, the rope can go, it can go up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah.
Fun.
It is. Pinatas are a blast. They are so awesome. Much fun. You got to pack them suckers with candy and everything, too. Yeah. I think Grammy was banned from hitting the pinatas at any more parties.
She was last. You have to hit it last, lady.
Yeah, she has to be last. If anybody, you're last. Nobody else can hit it. Yeah.
Everybody else a chance, then Grammy.
Yeah, that's funny. Funny. Yeah, but I do like pinatas. And in, I mean, you can get some pretty big, elaborate pinatas. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Especially out here, we have a big, oh gosh, like a, now I just went blank. I just went blank, like a flea market, I guess, a big flea market, and it's a Mexican flea market, so you can find everything there. And in fact, that's where I went to get Ava, her first birthday, a little outfit, because it was, they were having a Mexican themed party, so I wanted to get her a little Mexican little dress, you know, and with all the ruffles and everything. And they, the pinatas they have out there are just insane, just crazy, but fun.
You know, those kinds of,
welcome.
I'm not surprised, Dina Jo. I'm not surprised. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, but you know, I love those kinds of, little,
flea markets.
Flea markets, because the cultural, you know, they're cultural.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're cultural there. And so, you know, you get the, I wish we'd have more. I like a flea market. I like them big, you know, but I like the differences in the cultures, you know, because you can go get the stuff from the different cultures and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the little Mexican ones and that. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot. Some states, like I remember when my dad was alive and we would go, he lived in Chicago, and Chicago downtown, they were so big on different cultures, you know, like this, these three blocks over here was the German culture, and you could go there and get all the German stuff, and you would go over here and you would find, you know, the Mexican stuff, and you would come over here and there's the Jewish stuff. And, but you don't, I mean, at least in Denver, I don't know, maybe there is, but not as big as I remember, you know, out there in Chicago. And I don't know if other states have that too.
Right. No, Doss, yeah, I don't have you on a short leash. You have yourself on a short leash. I don't put people on, I don't put people on their short leashes. They put themselves on their short leashes. The old man spin. Yeah, of course. Hey, Dina Jo, so what kind of events are going on today? What kind of fun things, what kind of special days do we have?
That's awesome. Yeah, let's see. We start the day off. I was reading Tuttle's, and he said that they have a ton of, and that's cool. I you go there and taste all the different influences and stuff. That's awesome. Well, we have a ton of days.
Well, I was going to say, let's go back to the flea market thing.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, we can.
But, you know, if you're into, you know, you like to do the different cooking and all that, that's where you find all the good produce.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
the ingredients, and even if you need to at times, like pots and pans and the different bowls.
Spices
and
all that stuff. And I mean, that's where you go. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wish we had an Asian Middle East one close by, because I'm a firm believer in getting the going in there and getting the spices and the teas and all that stuff, because the home remedies, for health and that. Oh yeah.
Well, I just went, we have a huge one on the way when I take Aaron to work, and it's called the H Mark. And I went in there because I'm looking for chicken feet, chicken claws. Because I make bone broth and they have tons of collagen in them. And I usually can only find them at this one Walmart. And I thought, you know what? I bet you if I go in there, they'll have them. And sure enough, I want to go back there and just like spend an hour in there. It's huge. But they have their own meat market. And it's like they use every single part of whatever they're cutting up. So of
old
course,
school
they would
right
have,
there.
They would have the chicken claws, and they did. And you know, we were talking yesterday about Chinese medicine and stuff. They didn't have a Chinese doctor in there, but they had like an eye doctor and something else and a little cafeteria. They had one section that was just all the pots and pans and bowls and stuff that they use. It was pretty crazy. It was really neat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear you. You know, Doss flea markets in his area is nothing but stuff from the base. That's all. Those are garage sales.
Yeah.
That's just a big garage scale.
I've never been to an estate sale, John. I've seen them all the time, something. Like little signs.
And yeah.
Are they usually when someone dies?
Yeah, commonly, but I have like a friend, you know, him and his partner like going to those because they have a thing about liking to collect antiques and these are not cheap antiques. They usually go with like the $100 antiques.
Oh yeah.
Estate sales go through somebody's house? Yeah, estate sales are fun. We had one for Grammy's auntie Aunt Mina when she passed away. We didn't know what we were going to do with all her house full of all this stuff. So we just decided, well, we're going to have an estate sale. So we hired a person that does estate sales. They come into the house and they walk through, you know, they walk through it with you and you say, okay, this is all for sale. This is everything's for sale. You know, we got this and they go through all the rooms. They go down into the basement. You know, they just look at everything and they say, whatever you don't want to sell, get out of the house now. And then once they take over, we weren't allowed in the house. Once they took over, they come in, they categorized all kinds of stuff. They put prices on everything and it's all logged and documented, you know.
Oh, amazing.
you end up getting a list of everything that was in there, everything that was sold, what it was sold for. You know, how much money you made. I mean, it's all very, very organized to say that, you know, it's just very organized and people are there. They got workers that are in there walking around, you know, making sure people don't steal stuff and rip stuff off. And, it's very, an estate sale and you go in and everything's for sale. I've picked up tools at estate sales.
Hi, Mike.
You know, things you just can't find.
Welcome.
You know, you go in there and you go into the garage and you go, oh, look. Oh, yeah. I've been looking for this. I've been looking for that, you know, and it's all reasonably marked priced. I mean, you know, I kicked myself for not getting this, but there was a 44 Magnum. A 44 Magnum sitting there, you know, beautiful stainless steel gun and a revolver. And they had it marked for sale for $750. That's a beautiful price on that gun, you know. And it's like, oh, man. And I go, you know, the guy goes, you want it? And I go, well, I don't know. Well, I go, you can't just sell it to me. He goes, no. You buy it. We give it to a dealer, a licensed, you know, firearms dealer. They hold it. You go through the background check, and then you get it from him. But we'll sell it to you. And it was like, and Grammy goes, do you want it? Do you want it? And I go, no, I got enough. I got more than I need. I don't need that. I don't need that. And that's one thing, you know, I always kick myself in the butt for not doing that kind of stuff. Because I've done that with tools, all kinds of tools and that, you know. And estate sales are fun, Dina Jo, especially like if you're into books. If you're into books, because you can go in there and you can either buy, I guess people go in there and they'll buy like they'll have a bunch of books on shelves and that, and they'll go in there and they'll have the individual book prices got a price for everything. You know, you can just go in there and buy the whole thing, you know? So sports, memorabilia, antiques. I mean, it's just the stuff you can find, you know?
See, I didn't know it was set up. I thought it was when somebody died and I just figured you'd go through their house. I had no idea it was all organized like that.
Oh no,
it was just kind of like chaos, like people running in and getting stuff. And
no, it's not chaotic at all. As a matter of fact, when you walk in the door, the ones we've been to, when you walk in the door, there's someone there to greet you. I mean, you just don't walk in, you know. Oh, hi, it's really, really well organized. As a matter of fact, I have thought about this, and I've told Grammy, you know, I said, you know what we ought to do? We ought to have an estate sale. We ought to just take everything we want to keep and put it in the back room, close the door off, put a lock on it, and then have somebody come in and do an estate sale in the house and just sell everything we've got. Just get rid of everything.
And then, hi, lady me.
And then start over. You know, then start over. Buy new furniture. Take the money. You know, buy new furniture. Because I tell you what, you get a good chunk of money. You get a good chunk of money from stuff. And then what they do, it's a time, like they'll have it for like 2 days, you know, 2 days. And then they're towards the end of the last day, they're towards the end, the stuff that they've got left, then they start auctioning it off. You know, they'll start auctioning it off. It turns into like a little auction. And they guarantee, the people that did ours, they guaranteed that there will not be anything left. We will sell everything in this house, one way or the other. And lo and behold, when they were done, we walked in there. Dina Jo, her house was completely empty. There was not a thing in the house.
She'd tell them, by the way, can you like mop the floors and clean when you're done, please?
Yeah. Oh, they did. You know, they kind of
nice
swept
and clean,
up. They kind of swept
everything.
Up. And, yeah. Yeah. And you walked in. It was like, oh my gosh, what a perfect thing to do. Yeah. Those are good things. Those are good things. Estate sales. You should go to one. If you see a sign,
check one out now.
Just go in and check it out. Have a little bit of cash in your pocket, you know, go in there and you just look around and, you know, just see what you see. And if you might find something that you go, oh yeah, I've been looking for that. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to buy that, you know. Yeah. Estate sales are fun. They're just like the extreme example of a garage sale. You know,
more organized.
Far more organized. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Really good.
But like Jess said, like sometimes I see like a little handwritten sign, like a garage sale sign, but it says estate sale. And I've always wondered, is it, you know, so it could be both. She says sometimes it's just people putting that up. So you just need to check it out and see.
Yeah. And the people doing the estate sales, it's like their job. I mean, the ones that we dealt with, it's their job.
It's
what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah.
This is what we do. We do estate sales, you know. But what got me about this one with that we did is that Grammy and I weren't allowed in the house when the sale was going on. Yeah, it was funny. So we could come in and check it. No, we'll get with you when it's all said and done, but you cannot come in while we're doing the estate sale. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe, I don't know, maybe you get emotional over something and may not want to, oh no, I don't want to get rid of that. Who knows?
I think that's a big part of it. Oh no, I don't want that to go. No, you get out of here. You had your chance. You had your chance to take what you wanted. Now get out of here. Now leave it up to us.
Yeah.
You're paying us to do this, you know. And what was funny is, I mean, we had a big chunk of money, and I go, well, here, let us pay you, you know, let us give you a little tip or a little bonus. And the guy goes, nope. We do this. We have a set price. We take our money off the top and the rest is yours. No, we don't. We're not here for extra. You know, we're not here for it. We have a price. We come in and do it for the X amount of money. We do it. We get our X amount of money. And then that's it. It's all yours. Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, good experience. Good experience. So yeah, you need to go to a estate sale. We love going to them. We love going to them. They're fun. And the ones we've got into, it's like this. It's all really quiet.
Oh, like
hi, how are you? Hi. Hey, where are the books? Are the books over there? Oh, okay, thank you. Oh, and I'm looking for tools.
Hi, Derek. You're welcome.
I'm looking for tools. They're in the garage. Okay, thank you. Thank you. You know. Oh, yeah, they'll sell everything. You got wood sitting around, they'll sell it. You know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they'll sell everything. Anything and everything. Full house when you start, nothing in it when you leave. Awesome sauce. Oh, so anyway, back to any notable days. Any notable stuff?
Yeah, let's go through this long list. It's really long. So let me see if I can pick out. I'm going to go with start at the bottom because I think this one is really important because I had no idea. It says world's biggest coffee morning. You would think that has to do with drinking coffee. I guess it does. It says, celebrate September 24th this year is the day not only to enjoy one of world's favorite beverages, but also make a difference by helping raise money for people facing cancer. Globally, cancer, and it talks about all the people that are dying, and I guess a lot of coffee places are raising money for people who are facing cancer. So
oh, okay.
That is important. And it sounds like it's a new thing for this day in history. Also, it is also World Bollywood Day, one of your favorite.
Yes, I love Bollywood stuff. That's any kind of, that's movies and TV shows from India, Bollywood.
Yes, now this one, it's Support Purple for Platelets Days. Platelets is in your blood, right? Platelets Day?
Platelets, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, your yeah. blood. So wow. Supports those suffering from idiopathic ITB, a disease that causes excessive bleeding, bruises, and fatigue due to low levels of platelets. So important, if you see the blue-purple ribbons, that's what it's for today. Let's see. It is also National Native American Day. So
okay.
We can focus on that.
I think Grammy's going to celebrate that today by going up to the casino.
Oh, there you go. And it also says National Brave Day, and it says in the explanation, who runs the world, women do, and it's a picture of women being brave, I guess. So I guess everybody can be brave today. Also, Hug a Veterans Day.
Hug a Veterans Day. There you go. That's a good one.
Bluebird of Happiness Day. And AFL Grand Finale Friday. The Aussies Madness of a National Foot Crazed Fan. Is it considered football out there or soccer? It's football, right?
Football, yes. Football.
Okay, so that's for them. And here's one for you. National Cherries Jubilee Day.
Ooh. Love me some cherries.
Mm-hmm. And cherries, save the koalas.
What's that?
Save the koala day.
Save the koala. Those mean little things. You know, everybody thinks koalas are all cute and all that. No, they're not. They're mean. Koalas are mean. They're just mean. Don't think they're all cute. They look all innocent, and then they just try to claw your face off. Yeah. I got your number, you koalas.
Oh, they are cute.
They are.
Anyway, that's all of the days we need to go over today.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But I think we're up to, it's at time for something else right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe. Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo. All baby, right.
What do you got for us, kid?
September 24th. We're going to start in the year 1957 with Mr. Elvis Presley. The classic Jailhouse Rock was released from the film of the same name. The film clip from the movie where he sang the song is considered by many historians to be the first rock video. Some of the characters named in the song are real people. Shifty Henry was a well-known LA musician, not a criminal. The Purple Gang was a real mob. And Sad Sack was a U.S. Army nickname in World War II for a loser. They were called a Sad Sack. And I guess that's all in the song. So here is Elvis Presley with Jailhouse Rock.
Swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing, let it rock.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old jailhouse was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his
Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock.
God, I love that.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of like technically like the first rock and roll video.
Yeah, I guess. Watching I didn't when I was reading that, I was laughing. I thought, that's true.
Yeah. That's
all right, moving on to the year 1966. The Association started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Cherish. The new Christie's Minstrels almost recorded the track, but the association member songwriter Terry Kirkman held on to Cherish instead of selling it for just $1,000. The finishing record played for 3 minutes and 25 seconds, but the singles label listed the time at 3 minutes, so DJs wouldn't be discouraged in playing a long song. And it really is a long song. I was listening to it last night. Here is the associations with Cherish.
Actually, this song's only 3 minutes long.
Well, that's what I said. Is it 3 minutes, 25 seconds, but they put it down to 3 minutes. Is it really just 3 minutes now?
This one right now is 3 minutes, 32 seconds long. Okay. It just feels like it goes on forever.
It does. When you're watching them, those six guys, yeah. There's six of them in there. Cherish singing.
The association with Cherish. Yes.
All right. I remember we had this song for one reason or another on the list before. This is Rod Stewart, the year 1975. He was number one in the UK singles chart, just starting out with Sailing. The song became a hit after it was used in a TV documentary called Sailor. Most people take the song to be about a young guy telling his girl that he's crossing the Atlantic to be with her. But in fact, the song got nothing to do with the romance or ships. It's an account of mankind's spiritual odyssey through life on his way to freedom and fulfillment with the supreme being. Here's Rod Stewart with Sailing.
I am sailing. I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near.
The storyteller, Rod Stewart, with the song Sailing.
Okay, we'll move on to the year 1983 with Billy Joel when he went number one on the U.S. singles chart with Tell Her About It, the former boxer's second U.S. number one hit. Written in homage to Motown sound and specifically the Supremes, in the lyrics of the song, the singer exhorts a young man, tells a woman he loves how he feels about her before he misses his chance. Here is Billy Joel with Tell Her About It.
Whoa!
Listen, boy, I don't wanna see that they slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes.
He's got some good music, Billy Joel. She's always there for you. We're doing fine, Echo.
Glad to see you. Tell you what you should do.
Billy Joel would Tell Her About It.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on to the year 1984. English band Culture Club had second UK single, number one single with Karma Chameleon, which stayed at the top of the charts for 6 weeks and became the best-selling single in 1983. When frontman Boy George was asked about the meaning of the song, he explained, "The song is about the terrible fear of alienation that people have, the fear of standing up for one thing. It's about trying to suck up to everyone. Basically, if you aren't true, if you don't act like you feel, then you get karma. Justice, that's the nature's way of paying you back." Her Boy George. Here is Culture Club with Karma Chameleon.
Hi, Gary Preston, welcome. I'm a man.
comes the punt. Here comes the line.
Karma,
chameleon. Yeah. Culture Club. Karma Chameleon.
Okay, Eric, this one's for you. American musician Bobby Farin started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. single chart with Don't Worry, Be Happy, the first a cappella record to be number one. Indian mystic Mir Baba often used the expression "Don't worry, be happy" when clapping his followers. The expression was printed on inspirational cards and posters throughout the 60s. In 1988, McFarren noticed a similar poster in a friend's apartment, and he was inspired by the expression's charm and simplicity. He wrote the song and included the soundtrack, the movie Cocktail. Here is Bobby McFarren with "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Hey, Mr. Steeles.
Hi, Mark. Welcome. Mr. Steeles, welcome. Darcy.
Welcome back, Darcy.
I might add that Bobby McFerrin, he's making all the music and all the noises in this song are from him. There's no musical instruments involved. And this is before you had all the electronics, the tuners and all this and that stuff. This guy was talented, I'm telling you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy.
Echo, we started a couple weeks ago, we started doing This Day in Music History. So part of our podcast, we do play a little bit of music. We're not able to play the whole song, but we do cover some of the song. So
yeah, we just do enough to let you know what song we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But on Friday nights, we do have a music show.
Yeah.
Play all music on Friday nights.
Tonight, 8:00.
Oh yeah. Tonight is Friday. All right. So lastly on our list, for September 24th, we'll start in 2012 with British rock band Mumford & Sons released their second studio album, Babel, which debuted at number one at both the UK's album charts and the US Billboard 200. It became the fastest selling album in 2012. And I'm sure you haven't heard of them. I don't know. They are really good. Here's Mumford & Sons with I Will Wait off the album Babel.
Whoa.
Like a stone, and I feel welcome, rounding third.
Into your arms. Hi, rounding third. Nice to see you.
These days of dark, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun.
But this is I Will Wait, Mumford & Sons. I Will Wait, Mumford & Sons.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
What?
That was it. Yeah, I said.
Oh, well, that's me. Okay.
That's all.
Oh, good job. Thanks, Tina Joe.
You're welcome.
I'm just playing the songs.
Thank you for playing the songs. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to just say something, get it off my chest. Hey, Doss, yes. Why is it whenever you come around, all the trolls come around? You know what? If that keeps going, I'm going to report you to Podbean, buddy. I am, because I think you are behind the trolls, and I've just about had enough of it, you know. Take your crap someplace else. There, that's what I got to say. So, prove me wrong that you're not the one that's doing all the trolls. Huh? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, good things.
You need to breathe.
Huh?
Breathe.
Hey, you know how we love our chicken sandwiches here. And with all the other stores, that all the other fast food places that are getting into the chicken sandwich wars.
Yeah.
You know, the chicken sandwich wars. Well, there's a new list out because everybody's getting into it, you know. So here it is. So coming in at number 9 is the Arby's Classic Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
I didn't even know they had one.
Well, see, that's just it. There's a whole bunch of new ones out there. So Arby's is coming in at number 9. Number 9 is Arby's. And I haven't had Arby's. I haven't had Arby's yet. Number 8 is Burger King Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Now, I was just going to put in there,
I haven't had that. I've been seeing the commercials now that they have a spicy one. And I haven't had that one. So I was wondering how that was.
Yeah. So I feel, that Burger King, I've had the Burger King one, and it's not bad.
Hi, Hoff. Nice to see you.
Not bad. Not bad. So let's see. Number 7 is the KFC's Crispy Kernel Sandwich. They've just come out with this one. I have not had it yet. So, and there's number 7. Number 6 is the Chick-fil-A Grilled Chicken Sandwich. They actually have two. They got the spicy one, and then they got the deep fried, and then they have the grilled one. Well, their grilled one comes in at number 6. Never had that one. I've never heard of this place, Shake Shack.
Yeah.
You guys got Shake Shacks out there? Anybody? Shake Shacks?
I don't know if we have any still open. I thought there wasn't one very close. I've never been.
Yeah, well, they got Shake Shack is coming in at number 5. Hot Chicken Sandwich, Shake Shack.
Well, what is that on top of it? Coleslaw.
It looks like coleslaw.
Pickles and coleslaw, huh?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It looks good.
Yeah, let's see.
Hi,
Spicoli. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it says, their own cooling pepper, cherry pepper slaw. Yeah, that looks good. That does.
It does look
Unfortunately,
good.
I don't have no Shake Shack anywhere.
Gina says they have them there and where she's at.
Huh. Okay, number four is the Wendy's. Pretzel bacon pub chicken sandwich. Try to say that fast 5 times.
It doesn't look as appealing as the other ones. I mean, it looks good, but it doesn't look like, if I had to pick one out, I wouldn't pick that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wendy's restaurants in my area, I think, have seemed to discontinue it with that pretzel bun.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's popular in other areas and discontinued in other areas.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm like, I agree with you, Dina Joe. This thing just doesn't look that appealing. Yeah. And number 3, the McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
Now, that one doesn't look that appealing either.
No. And I don't know. The Wendy's and McDonald's seem like the ones that are late to the party.
Yeah, they're not.
They're doing it just to try to get, some of the crowd, just to get some of the crowd. All right. And number 2, the other Chick-fil-A sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich. Yeah, that does look good.
That view looks really good.
Yeah, it does. That looks really good. That looks really good. And then, of course, number 1, still holding the number 1 spot, Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Hi, JFJ.
I'm telling you, you just can't beat that Popeye's chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken one. Man, it is just good. They've got it down. So there's our chicken sandwich list. Go out and try them. I still prefer the Popeye's chicken one over all the others. It's good. Good stuff. I mean, it's good even down to the pickle. Hi, AJ. Yeah.
Even though, like I told Tuttles, I love pickles, but I usually like them on the side, not in my sandwich. I like them. I don't know why. I just do.
I'm kind of the same way, but I just don't like to eat like the chip, like dill chips. I like them the pickle whole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or like the spear, where it's not.
Yeah.
When I get them on a sandwich, like when I go to Popeyes and I order this, I always tell them to put an extra handful of pickles on that sandwich for me, will you? I love them. I love pickles piled up on a sandwich or on a burger net. Yeah. And I like both the dill pickles, or the, what do they call them? The sweet and honey, or the...
Oh, I don't like those.
You don't like those?
Huh. I only like dill. Those. That's it.
Oh, no. You don't know what you're missing. No. I do. I like those other ones. What is butter? I forgot what they're called. Buttermilk? I don't know.
Butter chip, butter crisp. I don't know. Butter yuck. Butter gross.
Whatever it is, you don't like it.
No, and
you
know, I don't like another, that taste.
Another thing I saw not too long ago is they were saying, this guy was saying, hey, what do you do with your pickle juice once you eat all your pickles and all that? You know, what do you do with all the juice? He goes, don't throw that out. Use That's that. Really you know, and he's talking about how you use it in cooking, and you just
bread and butter. Thanks, Tuttles.
I think all the pickle juice is vinegar.
Oh no, there's more to it than that. There's all kinds of spices.
There's spices. It's good for you. You're right. Who said that? Who? Maybe he wasn't saying that. But yeah, it's good. That stuff's good. You can use it in brine.
Hey, Dr. Love.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I like how Huff says drink it. I've done that. I've taken a swig of it because I love that stuff.
That pickle. It's got a lot of good stuff in it.
It is
that fermented stuff. Yeah, you know.
And another thing you can do. Gina says it's good for cramps in your legs. Gina.
Oh wow,
that's a good thing to know.
I like taking hard boiled eggs and throwing and filling the jar up with hard-boiled eggs and then sealing it off and letting it sit in there for a week or two. Yeah. And, you know, because it's pickled eggs are the bomb, man. Pickled eggs are the bomb.
Yeah, I just, after you, I had just gotten the ball book, you know, the ball canning jars.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
They have a, it's called a blue book, and it's all about canning and preserving and whatever. And it was the first time I've ever saw one, so I got it. And they had pickled eggs in there. They're telling you how to do it and stuff. All that. It was pretty interesting.
Well, all we do is we just hard boiled up some eggs, and then like if we finish the, you know, the pickle slices or the pickle spears out of the jar, you know, we just throw the eggs in there and let them sit in that pickle juice for you know. I like letting it sit in there for months and let it get, you know, the eggs come out. The texture of the egg is different. That pickle juice sucks into it. I mean, they're just good. I love pickled eggs. And I used to always see big old jars of them at the bars, you know, pickled eggs in the bars and all that. And I never tried them in the bars. And then I tried one, you know, I don't know where I tried it at. Couldn't have been. Maybe it was a bar, but I just fell in love with them. I went, oh, yeah, these are good, man. These are good. You can reuse pickle juice twice for pickles, but only one time with hard-boiled eggs. I have to disagree. I just keep recycling my pickle juice.
Well, that might, maybe you are doing it, but it's not good for you.
What do you mean it's not good for me?
How do you know it's not good for you?
How do you know it is good for me?
Well, he's telling you because he's done it before. He's probably giving you some information so that you don't end up in the hospital. Is it because, why is that, Tuttles? Is it because of salmonella or something? What is it? Because the eggs are cooked, right? So what would
the eggs are cooked.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know me, I eat spoiled stuff all the time.
You got a hard stomach. I couldn't do that.
And then the old man, of course, has been known to eat the Oreo cookie and Spam sandwiches, right?
Stomach an Oreo cookie, Spam sandwich. You can eat anything. Yeah. No, I've never heard that.
Egg proteins get in the juice.
Okay. What does that do? Well, the egg proteins get in the juice.
It'll
does
make
that hurt
you
it?
Sick.
Does it break it down to make you sick?
Yes. See, salmonella. I was right. Uh huh.
Who's salmonella? See? Is he part of that Millie Vanilla group?
Yes, and he's now in your belly. He's going to cause an uproar. He's going to have a party in your belly.
Well, Tuttles, maybe Grammy will hear this and she'll say, okay, we ain't doing that anymore. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Salmonella is just a diet fad. Oh man! That's good. I love that stuff though. I love pickled eggs. Grammy just pickled a bunch of zucchini up again. I tell you, her pickled zucchini turned out good. It turns out like pickles, only it's zucchini, and it's good. It's very good. Yeah, and it comes, you know, it still has the crunch. It's still got a little crunch to it with the pickles and the zucchini taste. It's good stuff. Good stuff. She just pickled a.
They had those in there too.
Four big jars of them. Yeah. I like it. I don't know. Okay, Tuttles, I'll heed your
just
warning.
Just look into it so you don't
and
get
not
sick.
Keep reusing all the egg juices. I mean, all the pickle juices for the eggs. I want Grammy to cook me up a whole bunch of. I want her to make me some pickle juice just for eggs. I think that'd be cool. You know, I want a big old gallon.
Welcome, SJ.
I want a big old gallon of pickled
COZ
eggs. COZ team. All right. Well, anyway, good times tonight. Music show, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Pacific time. We got our music show tonight. We're going to have Zach Brown and Hootie and the Blowfish. That's tonight. We'll be having some music. Check out the Old Man's Music Show tonight, 8 p.m. We start on the dot, 8 p.m. We go for a couple hours and just have a good time playing some music. Like I said, it's going to be Zach Brown and Hootie and the Blowfish. That'll be good tunes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, Tony, I'll be there. Tony is one of our most faithful Friday night music guys right there. He's always there. Let's see. Dr. Love, you were late. It's all right. You know, you're a doctor. You're probably out there doing doctor stuff.
We're just glad you can come when you can come. That's it.
Yeah, Gina says at Walmart, you can buy the pickle seasoning packets and do that. Grammy does a... what she calls a cold pickling. She doesn't heat the stuff up. She doesn't, you know, I guess you can do it. Cook what you do it. You do a cook one, don't you, Dina Joa?
Yes.
A heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grammy does a cold one where she mixes it up and then just puts it in there and throws it in the refrigerator. I don't know what the differences would be, but I tell you what, they taste good. They taste good. So. Because I've had your pickled jalapenos and they're good, and I've had Grammy's pickled stuff, mm-hmm. You know. So both ways, whatever you want to do it, you know, either cold or hot, it works. Works good. Yeah. Good times. Hey, I should be getting my American flag back from the framers here pretty quick.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, because they've had it for 2 weeks. And I should be getting it back. I gave the guy artistic liberties to do whatever he wants to do with it. Just make it look good.
And, excuse me.
Usually when you do that with an artist, they do take a little longer to do it, to do the work for you. But I tell you what, you get a great product from them. So it's just good times. I can't
That's
wait
good.
To get it. Yeah. I'll share some pictures of it once I get it. I'm sure you all have seen it. It's
really
that steel plated American flag with the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's all been cut. It's all been cut into the plastic, cut into the flag. It's just beautiful work. Those guys do beautiful work. I can't for the life of me remember the company that did it, but I'll have to share that so we can get some more work. They have been busy too. They got so many orders out there. They don't know what to do with them. I have someone artistic liberties once. I limped for a week. Good grief, sir. Rowdy, sir. That's just too funny, man. That's too funny. So anyway, it's Friday. The weekend's coming up. Get out there and do some fun stuff this weekend, man. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be nice. Everything's going to be fun. It's going to have nice temperatures. It's going to be beautiful out there. Do some stargazing. Get out there and do some stargazing. Look at the moon.
Listen to some music.
Listen to some
music. Eat a chicken sandwich.
And what?
Eat a chicken sandwich.
Eat a chicken sandwich with pickles. I mean, come on. It's all good. Have a great one. All right. Well, listen, that's it. I mean, we're a
at the end of the show. It's coming to the end.
Yes, we are.
We're sliding into home plate. We rounded third, and we're sliding into home plate right now.
Beautiful, beautiful, great, good times. Thanks everybody for tuning in and joining us. If you're new to it, give us a follow. Hit that follow button. Eric, you got some shows you want to plug?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, John DeVito should be going live here in about 5 minutes. But of course, throughout the day, hopefully, you know, Milt Dog might, you know, come on a couple times today to surprise us. And of course, you've got the usual impromptu Mike Tampa Bay Comics Culture, the Frankie D Show, and The Swap Doesn't Lie. And then, of course, prime time is Chris Unplugged and the Beans and Weenie Show and the Slightly Serious Show. And of course, the Friday Night Music Show is always then. Maybe Lady Me and Crazy Train maybe doing some shows later, so be on lookout for them and other friends coming up this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of good shows out there. Find you some and lock into them and listen to them, have fun. Hey, you can also find us at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after we get done here at 11 in the morning a.m. in the Pacific Northwest. You got the WESN Epic Strategies Network that you can re-listen to this podcast, and where it's on 7 days a week. Sunday, we're on at 7 a.m. on the WESN Epic Strategies Network with playing our top 10 all-time downloaded shows, and I think we're doing number 5 this Sunday. You can check that out, listen to the old podcast. And then, of course, you can download our shows on Podbean, Spotify, and a couple others, Deezer. I can't ever remember the names.
All kinds of them.
I know. We got them out there. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And just remember, tune in and come back and join us. We have fun doing this show. We want you all to have laughs and giggles, get your day off to a good start. And now it's time for... Hold on. It's time for the final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us this week. I'm so glad to be back. I love you guys. Thanks for your support. Have a great weekend, and I hope to see you at the music show tonight. Bye.
Dina Jo. Hey, bye, we're glad you're back too. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a good weekend. Get out there and do some fun stuff. Do random acts of kindness. You guys out there with podcasts, if you see trolls come into your podcast, the best thing you do is you can snap a picture of them and send that IP address to contactpodbean.com, and they will deal with them. And just block them, and let's just clean this place up, get rid of these trolls. Because I'm tired of them. So let's go after them. So anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in.
Guys,
have a great weekend, have fun, do some fun stuff, hug your kids, have a good time, throw the ball around. College football tomorrow, here we go.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend.
Bye guys.
Later everybody.
Later Gators. Go Tigers.